She almost never goes downtown anymore, but on a sunny Tuesday afternoon Bibi and Francis thought it might be worth the trip. It was just a happy accident that she was walking down 3rd Avenue nearing the corner of Quebec Street where the Bridget Moran statue sits on a bench, a symbol of unending advocacy and a constant reminder that one social worker can make a big difference. It's Social Work Week and at the site of the statue stood Mayor Simon Yu addressing the small crowd gathered before him. Yu made the Social Work Week proclamation and he said a few words of appreciation for all that social workers do in the city of Prince George and Bibian listened. Then social worker Charles Fraser recited the poem he had written for his friend and mentor Bridget Moran, whom he had met at the College of New Caledonia when he switched careers at 40 years old so he could make a difference in the community he loved. Moran was his mentor and his friend and he admired her strong voice demanding more services for those in need and Bibian listened. Others spoke, acknowledging the BC Social Worker of the Year, Heather Lamb, for all her hard work advocating for the disabled and Bibian listened. The ceremony ended with a travel mug toast to the social workers in the community and Bibian listened. And as people milled about, enjoying the extraordinary warmth of the sunshine, Bibian, lately Tenna Elder and retired social worker, sought out Fraser because she was so moved by his tribute poem to Bridget Moran. And then for the first time Bibian spoke. "As an Indigenous person I need to stand up more," Bibian said. "I need to get out and advocate more." Bibian never knew her culture, she said, because when your mother goes to residential school, language, identity and traditions disappear. "We were so lost," Bibian said. She felt a deep connection to Mary John, who was an advocate whose dedicated community service focused on language and cultural revitalization. To Bibian, Moran and John were synonymous as they were advocates for those in need. Learning about her culture, traditions, language and history showed Bibian the way forward to heal from her intergenerational trauma was through her chosen career of advocacy. Bibian took the Social Services Worker Program at the College of New Caledonia and was the first recipient of the Mary John Award of Excellence in 2006 for her advocacy work in community to honor her culture while mentoring others and furthering her deep connection to John and Moran. So on that sunny Tuesday afternoon, Bibian spoke about how moving the poem was, what an inspiration John has been to her and how much an impact Moran and her storied history of speaking up for those in need has meant to her. "I spent 13 years working in a transition house because I wanted to make a difference and I know I did that because the women would always come to me to say thank you for caring," Bibian said. "All I did was listen. They need to be heard." Bibian then turned to the Moran statue. "You know, every time I walk by this bench I say, thank you, Bridget, thank you for being there and supporting people alongside Mary John." And as Bibian made her way to the bench, over the ice and snow, sinking down beside her, Bibian gratefully smiled at Bridget's beloved face and quietly said, "Thank you, Bridget." And very softly and thoughtfully and carefully placed her warm hand upon the book in the hand of the statue that represents so much to her and her people, because during her impactful social work career she heard so much and Bibian listened.